Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Thursday morning edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29. Here, final warnings bring Jesus' Sermon on the Mount to a close, and his teachings amaze the crowd. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. Be seeking wisdom. So, let's begin reading Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 15. Be on your guard against false prophets. They come to you looking like sheep on the outside, but on the inside they are really like wild wolves. You will know them by what they do. Thorn bushes do not bear grapes, and briars do not bear figs. A healthy tree bears good fruit, but a poor tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a poor tree cannot bear good fruit. And any tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. So then you will know the false prophets by what they do. Not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only those who do what my Father in heaven wants them to do. When the judgment day comes, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, and in your name we spoke God's message, and by your name we drove out many demons and performed many miracles. Then I will say to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you wicked people. So then, anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain poured down and the rivers flooded over and the wind blew hard against that house, but it did not fall because it was built on rock. But anyone who hears these words of mine and does not obey them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain poured down and the floods flooded over and the wind blew hard against that house and it fell. And what a terrible all that was. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowd was amazed by the way he taught. He wasn't like the teachers of the law. Instead, he taught with authority. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, when Jesus said, So then anyone who hears these words of mine and obeys them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. Well, beloved, if Jesus just lays out, here's two ways. You can go this way, you can go that way. You can build your house, you can build your life, is what he's saying, on something that is sure and secure, and that is the Word of God. Or we can build our lives on something that has no stability at all, and that is the things of this world, because after all, everything in this world will one day pass away. Only that which is done for Jesus will stand the test of time. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you teach with authority. May I always listen for your voice and obey your words. Guide me today as I seek to do your will. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, again, our time together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be reading Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 21, when Jesus teaches about observing the Sabbath. Until tomorrow, then, beloved, may God hear, we know he will, hear all of your prayers, and we know that when he hears our prayers, he answers our prayers. God bless.